Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back, adventurer. The fire is low, the mead is warm, and the cards have begun to stir. Tonight, we open the next chapter of our journey. A card of moonlight and mystery. She awaits for us beyond the veil, between pillars of shadow and light. She does not call out. But if you listen, you will hear her whisper in the spaces between thoughts. Tonight, we step into the realm of the hidden. The realm of the High Priestess. The first time, adventurer, that I crossed paths with the High Priestess, I was lost. Not in the woods or some wandering trail, but inside myself. My heart was cluttered with noise, and I sought answers in every direction, except inward. I came up on a quiet glade, moonlight spilling like milk over ancient stones. There she sat, robed in silver, a scroll on her lap, her face half shadowed by a veil. I approached, stumbling over apologies and questions. She raised a single finger, not to hush me, but to point. There was a still pool at her feet. "Look," she said. I did. The surface reflected the stars above, but beneath, I saw myself. Not as I was, but as I had forgotten to be. "The answers you seek," she said, "have already been asked. You just forgot how to listen." I looked up from the pool, and I blinked, and she was gone. But the reflection still lingered.
and so did the silence.
The High Priestess is the guardian of inner wisdom, the keeper of secrets, the embodiment of intuition. She lives in the space between knowing and unknowing. She invites you to pause, to turn inward, to trust what cannot yet be seen. Now, where the magician acts, the High Priestess reflects. She asks you to observe, to be still, to listen. This is the energy of meditation, the energy of dreams, the energy of that gut feeling that you cannot explain. She doesn't give answers. She helps you find them within yourself. This card represents mystery, sacred knowledge, and the subconscious mind. Often associated with the moon and water, her power flows quiet, but it flows deeply. When the High Priestess appears in readings, it's usually to trust your inner voice. You may not have all the facts yet, and that's okay. Not all knowledge is meant to be found in books or spoken aloud. She can indicate that secrets are being kept or that you hold a secret of your own. Sometimes the best action is no action. Just wait. Watch. Listen. This card can also highlight the importance of privacy, personal rituals, and inner alignment. If you've been rushing or reaching outward, it may be time to come home to yourself. Often when I see this card, it screams to me, "You have your answer. Listen to it." There have been many times in my travels when I wanted the world to shout an answer at me. I would lay out the cards, I would light dozens of candles, I would sing to the stars, and still, silence. I would have given anything for that answer to be shouted in my ear. But it was in those silences that I learned the truth of the High Priestess. She is not about noise. She is about knowing, the quiet kind. The kind that hums in your bones before you ever find the words for it. Whenever she appears, I remember that some wisdom must be earned not by searching, but by surrendering. Letting go of that chase. Just sitting, breathing, and listening. Next time, adventurer, we're going to return to the veil, but this time we're going to come at it from the other side. When the High Priestess turns away, what truths are lost? what happens when that silence becomes danger. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, listener. Jared here. Before we close out this episode, I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Now, this podcast is a real labor of love. It's just me behind the scenes, doing the writing, the recording, the editing, and everything else that brings this podcast to life. So truly, every listen, every share, every kind word, it really does mean so much to me. Now, if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help support it, I've set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. No spaces. Think of it like a virtual tip jar with some bonus perks. Your support helps cover production costs and gives me more time to keep creating content for you. You can find the link in the show notes as well. And whether you're able to support financially or not, just knowing that you're out there listening is already a huge gift. Now, I want to give a special shout out to those amazing folks that are helping keeping the lanterns lit here at the Tarot Tavern. Lars, if you have joined the Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't yet, or you're still thinking about it, just know that I would love to have you as one of the patrons that joins me in the Tarot Tavern, and I'll make sure that your name gets listed on future episodes. That's it for now. I'm grateful that you're on this journey with me. Take care, and I'll see you next time.